We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled By the Spirit. Today's devotional was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. I have just read from the King James Version. After Dio was delivered and could now resist the temptation to indulge in certain sinful habits, he realized that even though his soul had been set free, his flesh was still used to committing those sins and still craved them. Even though the spirits that made those habits very compulsive and almost impossible to resist had been expelled, Dio found that his flesh was now his biggest problem, and he could not cast out his flesh. Dio had made some new friends who were in the habit of praying in the spirit every night on campus. He discovered that each time he joined them to pray, his flesh was put in check, and the craving for sin weakened. The more he prayed, the more he noticed that the desires that once controlled him began to lose their strength. Dio learned from experience that the way to keep the flesh from pulling him into sin and death is by the quickening of the Holy Spirit. Temptations often come from two main sources, the flesh and demonic influence. When a temptation becomes so impulsive that a believer seems unable to resist, it may indicate deeper bondage that has been strengthened by repeated sin. When such bondage is broken, the believer must still deal with the tendencies of the flesh, which naturally gravitates toward sin. The power of the Holy Spirit is the remedy for the weakness of the flesh. The Holy Spirit quickens our mortal bodies, and by doing this, the weakness and cravings for sin are subdued. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead strengthens us inwardly and empowers us to live above the pull of sinful desires. One way we allow the Holy Spirit to quicken us is by praying in the Spirit and living a Spirit-filled life. Being filled with the Spirit is closely tied to our daily habits and disciplines, as seen in Ephesians 5, 19-21. As we consistently yield ourselves to the Spirit, His influence grows stronger in our lives. That is why Scripture encourages us to pray always. When we pray in the Spirit consistently, the power of the Spirit is multiplied within us, and the flesh loses its control. What once seemed overwhelming becomes manageable, and victory becomes a daily experience. Prayer. Lord, quicken my mortal body by your Spirit. Strengthen me where my flesh is weak, and help me walk consistently in the power of the Holy Spirit. Teach me to pray always and live a Spirit-filled life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Genesis 32-35. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.